Those in charge of keeping a record of who's homeless here in South Yorkshire say they can only help people if they know about them. Grant Lockett's from St Ledger Homes in Doncaster. He says to cope with the rise there, they've invested more money in services and taken on more staff.
We are progressing. I don't think the work for a service that deals with people with housing issues and certainly with homeless people will ever achieve their top performance, because it needs to be continuous improvement, really. We've improved a lot. There's still a lot to do. And even when we've done all of that that we recognise today, there'll still be a lot to do.
David Richmond's from Rotherham Council. He says it's likely to be a growing problem locally and nationally.
I'd be really surprised if it wasn't going up in Rotherham. If you look at some of the causes of homelessness, particularly poverty, for a lot of people that is on the increase. Some of the changes that have taken place in the welfare system have made it more difficult for people. There is a significant issue with people being in employment but being very poor and unable to sustain mortgages and rent payments.
In Sheffield, the council's told us it doesn't think the impact of government's welfare reforms are fully hit, and it's focusing more on prevention work. Tim Renshaw's from the city's Cathedral Archer project. He says across the country, there's increasing pressure on the voluntary sector.
It also means the need for people to support, to donate, to be interested in those issues is greater than it would have been in the past. That's really our cause for concern. Can our level of support be sustained? Can we keep that going or even grow it according to the demand? I think we have big reservations about whether that's possible.
Fran Ockwell's from Nomad, another local charity which helps find housing for people.
We've done quite a lot of research into the actual financial cost of accommodating someone who otherwise would have been a hidden homeless person. The saving to the public purse is enormous. So it seems to me that not providing funding to support that client group is quite short-sighted. The savings just from our project that we've made to the public purse over the last year are close to £1 million.
And in Barnsley, the council admits it's likely that nationally and locally homelessness is being underreported. A full review of all of the town's homeless services is already underway, which they say should pick up any gaps which need filling.